Bikram Gill runs a seed bank at Kansas State University that holds thousands of varieties of wheat and its wild relatives from around the world. Or he does for now, anyway. Its funding was cut this spring in an earlier congressional fight over the federal budget.
What goes through my mind is that we are shooting ourselves in the foot.
Gill says every time a new threat to wheat production emerges, an insect outbreak or a new strain of disease like leaf rust, for example, researchers comb through his collection for genes that will help them fight back. One wild plant has helped out wheat growers in the United States, he says.
They're protected from leaf rust from genes derived from a goat grass collected in Iran. I mean, it's all well documented.
Gill says the seed bank's million-dollar budget is a small fraction of the hundreds of millions of dollars in economic benefits it provides. But now, he says, he is scrambling to find new funding to keep it from being shut down.
This will be very damaging for the long-term improvement of wheat.
The cuts to Gill's seed bank come at a time when improvements in wheat yields have been slowing dramatically in the United States, as they have for other major crops like maize, rice, and soybeans. From the 1950s to the 90s, American harvests grew slowly but steadily by about 2% each year on average. After 1990, that rate of increase fell by nearly half, says University of Minnesota economist Phil Pardee.
For those of us who watch these things, that's a really big structural shift.
Pardee says that shift has big implications for today's food prices and for tomorrow's food security. Demand for food from a growing population and the increasing production of biofuels has caught up with the slowing pace of farm productivity gains. With supplies tight, prices have skyrocketed. Pardee says a big reason for today's high food prices is yesterday's budget cuts.
We've been ratcheting down the rates of growth of R&D spending for many decades here in the U.S.
R&D stands for research and development. It is what crop scientists do to keep farm productivity growing. Federal R&D funding grew by about 4% per year through the 1950s and 60s, but the pace slowed in the following decades. By the 90s and 2000s, it was barely keeping up with inflation. And Pardee says we're paying for that now.
So if you start slowing down the rate of growth of spending and start redirecting that funding to other things, then the seemingly inevitable consequence is what we're seeing in the data, that is a slowdown in productivity growth.
And productivity growth needs to be speeding up in order to feed the 9 billion people expected on the planet by 2050. So Pardee says the government should be spending much more on agricultural R&D. He made his recommendation in a report he co-wrote for the American Enterprise Institute, a conservative policy research center. It stands in stark contrast to AEI's other recommendations for farm programs. Cut crop subsidies, cut ethanol subsidies, cut crop insurance programs.
It's a pretty hard sell to be asking for more money in this budget climate in Washington, but what we're actually asking for is a redirection of farm bill priorities.
However, the priorities of many in Washington lie elsewhere. Last month, Utah Republican Representative Jason Chaffetz proposed cutting the U.S. Department of Agriculture's in-house research budget by two-thirds. He declined to be interviewed, but in a press release, he explained that the country is over $14 trillion in debt. He added, it's time for Washington to cut, and be more fiscally disciplined. The proposal was soundly defeated on bipartisan lines, but few expect agriculture R&D to escape unscathed. Even Democratic President Barack Obama, who recently said we can't simply cut our way to prosperity, has proposed cutting the two main agriculture research funds by 8.5%. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.